Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Speaking of cocaine and staying up all the time,
people love cocaine.
There's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
AIDS helps put me in control.
All right. All right.
Righty.
Yes. All right.
What?
Try peanut butter AIDS.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I was gone when you guys were doing that. I came back to peanut butter AIDS. I was not prepared.
Let's all remind Rob of his failure.
Failure?
You were supposed to drop that in without him noticing. And the very first time you played it, Souk was caught off guard and noticed.
I was like, peanut butter AIDS. Are you all right over there?
Yeah. Hey, can I...
You are very... Do you have like some seltzer or something?
You know what I ate today? I had my McDonald's day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Two cheeseburgers?
Three.
Did you have fries or anything, or
no,
just three cheeseburgers?
No, I never eat the fries.
So you just roll in and you say three regular cheeseburgers.
Yes, and a Coke.
The lunch of champions.
That's what I do. I do it like maybe once every couple of months. Once a month, yeah. Once every 8 weeks.
The
6 weeks.
The guy that owns the McDonald's.
So
I am feeling
you're probably
very,
exaggerating a little bit. So probably like once every 3 weeks.
I am very bloated.
I feel terrible.
Once every 2 weeks?
There's a couple McDonald's over by my house, and because we talk about McDonald's every now and then. The guy that owns them goes to my gym. He couldn't be a nicer guy, and he always laughs that's your go-to. Like, he's like, of all the things, I'm like, yeah,
Rob, I love them.
Rob loves the cheeseburgers.
I love them.
By the way, the McDonald's by my house, it is so packed during this COVID stuff. It is insane. Like, it's right by, like, a Fred Meyer. And so I'll drive past it if I'm getting gas, or even if I'm going to work, I drive by it. I do not think I've driven by that McDonald's over the last 4 months where there hasn't been a line out of the parking lot. I mean, that thing is 10 deep every single time. I don't know what it is about COVID where people are demanding their Mickey D's, but dude, that guy is making money hand over fist right now.
Well, it's cheap. Go through the drive-thru. You know, you don't have to get out of the car.
Socially distance.
Yeah, it's good.
Place is killing it.
I mean, kind of good.
By the way, I follow Ian Carmel on Twitter, and he threw this out there, and I'm intrigued by it because it's not really sportsy. He just said, in the history of sports, what do you think sucked most? He said, I bet it was getting punched by George Foreman. George Foreman? That's, of all the things that have ever sucked in the history of sports, George Foreman?
I refuse to talk sports.
Is that really sports?
Wait, he's asking what again?
He said, in the history of sports, what has sucked more than anything else? He said, I'm going to go with getting hit by George Foreman.
He thinks,
there it is. You said it. Sports.
He thinks that would suck more than anything else?
Yeah. I saw that come across my timeline, and I was like, what?
That's weird.
I know. I was thinking maybe like Jackie Robinson. That couldn't have been fun.
Yeah, I have hot tech talk, okay?
Sorry.
Sorry? Sports. Why?
Well, I was saying sports.
Oh, yeah. Get that S out of here.
I didn't mean to take it in a sportsy direction. That just came across my timeline, and I was like, that's the weirdest thing I've seen in a while.
Hey, I've been... I contend that every household, if you have a married couple, has one of the two who is, like, not a hoarder, but, you know, but likes to keep things, and sure. The other one likes to purge things.
Makes sense.
And I am the purger. Almost to a fault. It drives my wife crazy, but yet it drives me crazy when she keeps every little thing. So I have to, this applies to every element of my life. I just have to thin out. I have to get rid of things if I don't use them. I have to keep things organized. I have to go through them. And one thing I haven't done in a long time was I went through the contacts in my phone. And holy crap.
Did you have to?
There are so many people in there, I have no idea who they are.
Sure.
And but this
bothers me.
Does
that bother? Yeah, I was like,
yes.
Who cares?
Yes. You're right. It shouldn't matter, but it does to me because, again, I am the thinner outer of... it applies to every facet of my life. I have to clean it up.
What happens if those people that you don't know reach out to you and then you're even more confused because they're not in your phone?
Well, I'll be like, new phone, who dis?
That is a good one.
And then they'll say, most phones transfer contacts now, so you should probably know
who
this is.
There's a couple things. Of course, they transfer contacts. You're never going to lose your contacts anymore. You remember when that was a problem? Like, that, you had to worry about that?
See, actually, that's not true. Because I'm telling you, some phones, like when I switched over from the iPhone to this, some phones get stored on the SIM card, some get stored on the phone. When I've switched over phones, I have lost contacts before.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, if you know what you're doing,
yeah,
you're never going to lose.
Sure.
You got the cloud.
Yeah.
It used to be you'd have to take the little card thing out, and you have to put it in the new phone. And
yeah, I don't have the cloud.
So I have the cloud, and I wonder if that has something to do with it, but I need you tech bros to help me out with this. There are three different types of contacts in your phone, and many of them are duplicate. But there's an app that you can get that gets rid of that combines duplicate contacts, which I think is quite useful.
Yeah.
The first is anybody you've ever emailed, they just throw a contact in your phone, and it just sits under their email address, not their name.
Yeah.
Drives me insane. That I figured out how to turn off, okay?
Okay.
The next is when they throw the name, but it's in quotes. Now, this one, I'm not sure why it is a contact in my phone. I didn't save it there. Somewhere in the automation of it all, it ends up there, and it's got the little quote on it. And the third is the ones that you put in there where you put the name in and you put the phone number, and those I'm all about.
Sure.
But I also have some contacts of my wife's in my phone now. Like, I'm seeing all these nurses and, like, all
these. That's
the cloud. Yeah. That's the cloud, right? Because she must be putting them on my.
If you guys share,
I don't want to share that with her.
If you share an Apple ID, that means you probably.
She should have her own Apple ID.
Well, what if, like, your side piece ends up on her phone?
Right.
And then she accidentally calls it, and then it all blows up on your phone.
How many of my side pieces are on her phone, and I didn't even know it?
You're like, whoops.
And she doesn't know it. She doesn't go through any of this. She just. Well, stores it all.
You can call hot nurses, though. You should start random. Like, what do you? You gave me the number. I don't know. I thought I should call this person.
So I want to be able to thin it out and only keep the ones that I have numbers and emails on the same contact for.
You can. You just.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
You just have to go through and.
I had 1,600 contacts on here, so I'm slowly going through it.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I've literally never had an email address save as a contact in my phone.
Well, it's just a setting.
Look at that.
And I turned that off.
Okay, and I've never had the quote one either.
You've never had that either.
The only
really?
The only contacts I have in my phone are the ones that I put in myself. Every once in a while,
you have an iPhone?
I do. Every once in a while, if I get a text from some number I didn't save, but it, like, knows their email or it's seen them before, it says, like, maybe blank. And then that gets saved as, like, a maybe it's this person.
Hmm.
And then you either save them in or don't.
I have 659. And okay. I don't think I know 659.
How many of those?
Yeah, I don't, like, I'm guessing maybe.
If you scroll through there, how many of those are like, you're like, who's that? Like, how did that get in there?
I'll tell you what, dude. I'm scrolling through here. A lot of these, I have no idea.
I have 481.
Doesn't that bother you?
No, because I never scroll through. So this is the first time I think I've had this phone for like a year. I don't know if I've ever scrolled through this before.
Hey, give me a name of a guy or a gal you have in there that you have no idea who they are, and then we'll see if they're listening.
Okay, so this is a 100% true story. So I started dating a gal, the lady friend. Her name is Erica. And the first time when we were just starting to hang out, I put her in my phone, put Erica.
And you got the digits.
You got the digits. And I did the little, you're driving in your car and you just hit the button and say, call Erica. It dialed a different Erica and I had no idea who it was. None whatsoever. Mm. And it was awkward as hell.
And she knew you?
She's like,
Jason!
Yeah. No.
You're like, oh, hi.
Oh, boy.
Boy, that is weird.
No clue whatsoever.
And so wait, did you have a conversation with her?
I got out of it the very best I could. I went with the butt dial. I was like, oh, butt dial. And the problem is, like, if you're a single guy, whether you're doing dating apps, you meet people out and about, a lot of times, like, you meet someone on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, and you get their number, and so you just put it in as a first name. You don't even know what their last name is. Maybe you never go out on a date or you go out on one date and it doesn't work out or whatever. And so you have a bunch of these numbers in there and you have no idea. I don't know who the hell. To this day, I have no idea who that is. But I felt like such an absolute jackass because I was just like, I don't know any other Erica's. So call Erica. Wrong. Wrong. Wrong one. So if she's listening right now, I'm sorry. I did not know who you were. I did not butt dial you. I dialed you on accident, though. And I deleted your number, so I'm sorry.
So okay, I hate to call this guy out if he's listening, but there's a guy in my phone by the name of Jason Heckel.
Okay.
And apparently he lives in Springfield. I have no idea who this dude is. And
none
he's
whatsoever.
And all I have is his email, but it does have his picture. You know how you can put a picture up there now?
Yeah.
For your Apple ID. It does have that. I'm sorry, Jason. You have just been deleted from my phone.
You're gone.
I don't remember our contact with one another, if there ever was one. How did you get in my phone?
Dude, I'm scrolling through here.
You know what I'm saying, man?
To be honest with you, man, I'm guessing every other number in here, I know who they are.
Yeah, I know almost every number.
Nah.
Some of them are like people when I met at college, and I would label all the people from Syracuse as like their first name and then Cuse. Afterwards, just a reminder. The problem is for some stupid reason, I thought it was smart if I met multiple of the same name, I would just put a number next to it as well. So I have Alex Cuse, Alex Cuse 2, and Alex Cuse 3. Mm. Well, let me tell you, back then I probably knew who those were. No earthly idea.
So are you going to delete those?
I could. I don't really care, but I could delete them, sure.
Am I the only one, too, that has like some people I have like 9 contacts in here for them?
Right. That bothers me, too.
Yeah. You know, I've Doug Zanger, former great Intercom employee.
Yeah, good
Doug
dude.
Zanger is in here 7 times in my phone.
No, I think that's because
that seems excessive.
Doug Zanger is
it
like.
It does seem excessive.
Zanger is super techie.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he has contacted you from 7 different
and
devices.
And it just shows up.
Or email addresses. Yeah, and it just saves it.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of these. I have
it doesn't
no idea.
Bother you guys. It bothers me, and I'm slowly going through it all, and it's.
I also have Alex Cuse SD because he was from San Diego.
It's maddening.
Who are all you people?
Yeah. There's a Jay Nelson. I honestly, now that you've pointed that out, maybe that will bother me, but I got no idea who half of those people are.
I'm going to delete one more here. Just, I clean it up when I can, get a little extra time.
That takes way
like live on the air.
That takes way too much effort. I know this is riveting radio watching you clean out your phone.
So now I'm at, let me scroll down, 1,328. That's pretty good.
We'll go to a break, and then when you come back, you can delete more on air.
You know what else is cool? Is you can go through here, and you're like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Hey.
Hey.
I should reach out.
I just saw a guy, a caddy from Bandon. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep him.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Text him.
Even though under no circumstance will you ever contact that person.
Well, I will if I go back out to Bandon. Yeah. See if he's still out there. I don't know if he's still out there, but anyway. Well, what I was doing with that segment was trying to solicit some advice, but we're getting none.
No.
On the text line. I don't know why I have all these contacts. I need help.
with so that.
Someone said, I just did a contact purge a few weeks ago from 617 to 175. Greatest feeling ever.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Good for you. That is a great feeling.
My best. If
now,
you want,
how
if,
quickly does he go from 175 back up to 671?
A couple months. If you're going purge, my two great purges, the best feeling is cleaning out the garage and the closet. An amazing,
yeah, they are amazing,
amazing feeling.
But see, this
like
is
crack.
This is what I'm telling you, that when you're a purger guy like I am,
yeah,
that feeling that you get from those two things is true of everything. That makes me feel good when I do that with my contacts on my phone, with my car, anything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if that's...
I get that feeling from purging from just everything.
And I don't. There's just certain things. For me, like, I don't think the phone thing would matter to me at all. But I clean out the closet or, yeah, clean out the garage. Heroin right into my veins.
There's one other thing.
This guy said he met a girl on a dating site. We were all excited to exchange numbers, and we both already had each other's numbers. Neither of us could remember how that could have happened.
Dude, that's great.
Hey, man.
And they couldn't, and they never figured it out.
Swiping right a lot.
Interesting. Here's one. Oh, they said, do you put the person's full name under their first name, or do you go first name and last name?
I put full name under their first name.
Great question. See, yeah. I do it the other way. I go, it has a line that says first name, and it has a line that says last name.
Yeah, but the problem
and
is.
And I put them in both. I put them in each line.
The problem is when you put the last name in, it flips the name in the phone to like last name first.
No, you can change. That's just a setting. You can change that. So mine comes first name, last name.
Nope. One universal line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just do the universal line.
And then a lot of times you got to get the, I'll put like under where the last name is, a reminder of who that person is. You know, because a lot of times you throw in a name and you're like, oh yeah, associate them with something.
I just do a parenthesis next to the name and just like a little note for myself.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little hard to remember.
Who's all what? Right. Who's next? Who's next?
Who's on first?
Animal Uprise news.
Oh, I've got raccoon news as well.
Yeah, Jay Cutler.
No. My raccoon, Operation Best Friend.
Oh, okay. Well, you know the Jay Cutler chickens keep disappearing?
Yep.
It was a raccoon.
Well, it's about time.
All right, so the club continues next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt in the traffic, driving the roads, road. I'm going to kick some ass in the glass. I'm going to kick little ass. Rock, fly, and eagle.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
Yeah, one other follow-up here to hot contact in phone talk. Because I was saying that I just get a lot of contacts in my phone. I think everybody does, depending on how your email's set up or whatever, that you just don't know how they got there and who they are. You brought this up, and I think it's great. I think the next revision or whatever, because you don't have an iPhone. You have a Samsung.
Yeah.
They need to do something. They need an extra line. There needs to be a first name, last name, and then they need a third line where you can write a note about who that person is or how you met them or like how you want to remember them.
Yeah.
Because not that we don't already put that in there anyway, but it would still be nice to have a little section for that.
Sure.
So that you can keep track of who they are better.
There is a section for that. It's called notes.
There is?
Yeah, but that's way down at the bottom.
No, if you click on the contact, it's literally right in the middle of the contact screen.
Oh, there it is, yeah. Oh, all right.
Rob's already there.
They've already thought of it. I guess Apple shouldn't hire me.
Mine does not have that.
They do have a notes thing there, huh? Look at that.
All I know is, like, if you look through my contacts, there's a lot of, like, Chad Mortgage, Carl Electrician.
Can I say
first name and then whatever you do?
I don't like notes because it doesn't show up until you click on the contact. What I'm saying is it needs to show up with
the
name on the list of contacts.
Yeah.
Notes is not good enough because I got to go too deep into it. That's an extra push of the button. What are we, communists? Come on.
So you'd rather busy the actual contact screen with notes abound?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I want the name and then a dash and then a, oh, that's that son of a bitch that took $50 off me at, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty busy contact screen, Rob.
And someone saying,
I'm down for it.
And someone saying, do you keep all your text messages? No. If it's not a regular person that I text with, that text message gets deleted.
I used to, and then I ran out of space in my old phone, and most of it was messages. So since then, I've just been really good about deleting them.
Yeah, if it's a one-off conversation and I'm not going to need to reference that again, yeah, that's not happening. We're just going to go ahead and delete that one. And is that way you keep your text threads that you want near the top? You know, it's, you know what's there. Those are the important ones.
Well, anyway.
Hot phone purge hot contact.
Hot phone talk. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Talk, contact talk. Oh.
You okay?
What is that?
Great. Rob is confused and frightened again. I feel like you've been confused and frightened a lot on today's program. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
What are these things?
Yeah, that was the thing shared to us on Twitter. I have no idea.
What is that?
I have no clue. I think it's the price that's the astounding part of it.
What?
$680.
For that.
What is happening?
Well, check your Twitter mentions, Suke.
How about you keep up?
Yeah, keep up with the show.
It is radio, guys. It doesn't do any good for you guys to have a... You're like, you're on the air like, ooh, what's this? Let's not tell anyone. That would be terrible.
You should be right there with us. Mike caught on. You didn't.
It's called a tease.
There's nothing here on my mentions.
Tell us about the damn raccoon.
Actually, you should probably break first.
We should probably break.
Oh, really? We already ready for a break, guys?
You're ready for a break when the segment started.
Oh, all right.
Contact talk took up a lot of time.
All right. Well, we've got hot raccoon news.
Yeah, Operation Best Friend. It's progressing.
Really?
Kind of.
No, it isn't.
It is. There's new developments, but I'm being frozen out right now, and I'm not happy about it.
Here's somebody who says, easier. Stop meeting people.
Oh, there you go. That's way better.
Yeah. All right, 6:32 is now the time on your Swatch Watch. Here is Mike with SportsCenter.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go... Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
All right, we're back on the show. Regrouped.
Yes.
Fired up. Big hot raccoon segment here.
Well, I've stated that Operation Best Friend is in full swing at this Canuck household, and that I discovered a number of weeks ago that a raccoon was living in one of my trees above the death pile. Which, by the way, maybe the raccoon is responsible for the dead animals. That's what was happening with Jay Cutler, right? He had chickens that were being murdered.
Yep.
And it turns out
It was a raccoon.
Turns out it was a raccoon. I'm more than welcome for the raccoon to kill whatever it wants in the backyard. It can't kill my dogs. They're way bigger than the raccoon. So other than that, have at it. So I've been trying to lure in the raccoon. And so far, the only thing that I've been witness to is freaking possums, right? The possums have shown up. Those I get to see all the time. I keep leaving stuff out for the raccoons. And this has now happened multiple times, but never when I'm home. And now the damn other members of my family are taking videos and taunting me with it. Not only do I have one raccoon, there's a mama raccoon with multiple baby raccoons, and they're just hanging out at my place, but never when I'm there. And quite frankly, I'm at my breaking point.
Wow.
They're adorable. So cute. They've got a video of it with the mom walking along the fence line with the cutest little baby raccoon in its mouth. But all while I'm never home. I'm out there at night. I'm out there in the morning. Trying to befriend these raccoons. I'm the one leaving tasty treats out there for them, and I've yet to spot one after the first time I saw the raccoon up in the tree.
There is only one logical answer or explanation for this.
Taunting me.
Back in 2004, might have been 2005, and I've told this story many times on the air, I had a raccoon problem.
Yes.
At my house. Where they were nested.
I know where you're going with this.
They were nested up in an A-frame above like a mudroom.
This is your fault.
Nobody ever closed it off. And they had like the Taj Mahal up there.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. These people are idiots. And they were living up there. It was a mom and her babies. And I remember my neighbor, Joe, telling me, hey, put a radio up there because they don't like, because I couldn't, the thing was, I couldn't get to them.
Yeah.
So I could tear out the ceiling of the crawl space, but then their nest and them would all come crashing down and I would probably die. I don't know.
Rob wasn't willing to go with the scorched earth approach.
So I could have called someone, but then I'm like, well, that's, I mean, I don't want, you know, I don't know what to do. So the guy was like, hey, I got my next door neighbor. He's very resourceful.
Sure.
He says, put a radio up there with constant like talk radio on it with people talking. They just don't like to be around people. That will eventually drive them out.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and I put it on, I think I put it on like KXL or something, like Lars Larson. I don't know. Talk radio. And the raccoons loved it.
Well, the raccoons love freedom. Right. They love freedom. And they were so all, Lars, they're like, yes.
They loved
yes.
him. So then I was like messing around up there because there was a little crack where you could put the radio and it would blare into where they were hanging out, doing all their little raccoon things. And I went up there and I was messing around and it's just dumb, but I just changed the station. I put us on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I'll put the fan on there. Just, I don't know. Maybe I was just like, well, I was messing around on the roof and so I was going to listen to the fan or whatever. So I changed it. And so I left it on the fan and I swear to God, that night I pull into the driveway and it's kind of dusk, you know, and the sun's going down. And I look up on the top of that roof and the mom is leading her babies off of the roof and she looks at me and I swear to God, she gave me the little raccoon finger. She's like, your show sucks. I'm out of here.
You've done it. You son of a bitch. Now it's known in the raccoon community that we're public enemy number one.
I'm telling you, it was our show. So what I think the explanation here is word traveled.
Yes, amongst the raccoon community.
They know it's you. They hate your show. They don't want to be around when you're around.
No.
They want to be around when your family's around.
I came home the other day.
We're not big with the raccoons.
I came home the other day, and like as I'm driving, I get the text message. And so I saw it was a video, and I was like, oh, I'll look at it when I get home. So I'm just taking my time, drive home. I pull into the driveway, look at it, and sure enough, there is the cutest family of raccoons just hanging out in my yard, not hiding, broad daylight. And so I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, I go running into the backyard. They're all gone. They vanish, and they're like, oh, you just missed them by like 10 minutes. What the hell? Everyone in my family is having wonderful raccoon moments and experiences, but me, and I'm the one that wants them. Why?
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, is that him? The one with the radio show? Yeah, run.
Run!
Go. Get out of here.
I feel like I'm this close to I'm like Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams. I'm this close to my dreams coming true of having raccoons as my best friend, and I can't make it happen.
It is a great point, Rob. I think you are at fault. The Northwest, or at least the Portland metro area, raccoons have learned to hate both you and Suk.
We do know. Well, I mean, it's just preference. You know, they like news talk. Yeah. They don't like sports talk.
No. What if I need to like start? I'm going to put Lars Larson on on the radio on my deck. And see if I can lure them in.
Do you think Lars Larson has a lot of raccoons that come hang out at his house because they like him so much?
I hope so.
You might be right. You put out a radio and Lars Larson on there, they're going to be gathered. They're going to be huddled around the radio.
Like I see all these videos where people on their back deck and there's just like a horde of raccoons. That's all I want. People are like, you don't want that? Yes, I do. I want to go into my backyard at night to smoke a cigar and just have like a bevy of raccoons hanging out with me. That's all I want. I asked for so little, and now I know they're there. Like, I thought for a moment maybe
actually,
it was just,
I feel like you're asking for a lot here, Suk.
Well, that and a goat. But either way.
And ghosts.
Yeah, I would like the house to be haunted. And I would like one of the raccoons to ride my bulldogs, if possible, with, like, a little cowboy hat and saddle. But, I digress. I'm so close.
A lot of people want you to play hard to get. They're saying you're too clingy. You're too clingy and emotional.
They know.
They know.
They
don't
know
need,
I want it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to make them want it.
The mama raccoon had the one in her mouth, and then another baby raccoon was crawling on the fence, and it was struggling. It kept kind of like tipping over like it was drunk, and it was struggling to keep up with everything. And then they just disappeared. They disappeared over the fence line. And I do think I really made my Bosnian neighbor uncomfortable because I started leering over his fence trying to see if I could locate where they went, and he was having some sort of party gathering in the back, and I think it just looked like I was spying on him as I was leering over his fence.
Now, why does he have to be Bosnian? Why do we need that fact?
Oh, he's just a super cool guy. I don't know. I don't remember what his name is.
I think it helps you picture him a little bit more.
Yeah, he's just my Bosnian neighbor, and he couldn't be any cooler. I love that guy. Every other one of my neighbors is terrible. Oh, I met my new neighbors. You know, my mom sold the house. So I got new neighbors that the old conservative folks around my neighborhood are going to love. Two super lesbians.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Pretty excited.
Let's bring some diversity over there to Fairway Village.
We're changing it up a little bit. You know, you've got me there that they already hate, and now we've got them. And so we were talking the other day. They're like, yeah, let's shake this neighborhood up a little bit. Like, one of them's got a motorcycle, so we're thinking about, like, me riding on the back, like, waving the gay pride flag. It's going to be fun.
Did you see what RJ said?
What?
He said his parents used to feed raccoons out on their deck.
Yeah.
And then more and more began to show up, and they eventually just started tearing through the screen door and coming into the kitchen.
Sure. Let's make this happen.
So be careful.
This text says, perhaps they avoid you because you mark your territory in the backyard. Because you use it as your toilet.
I do pee in the backyard a lot. But why are they... But it's still there. They're coming in there when I'm not there.
Well, like, because they know you're the owner. So when you show up, they go, up. He's here.
P1 Scott is in. Lars hates raccoons. They wear masks.
I'm telling you. They're the cutest little... I thought regular raccoons were cute. No. Baby raccoons. Plus... You know, if there's baby raccoons, that means eventually I can steal one and raise it as my own. Although now, that may lead to a raccoon war, but...
Here's a conspiracy theory I'm down with. Somebody said they think your kids hired some raccoon trainers to bring some raccoons over there and take videos of them just to screw with you.
You know
it's
what?
It's a great practical joke.
Honestly, that I would put nothing past those bastards.
And you, by the way, you're paying for it.
I check my Venmo. They're slowly siphoning money. Oh... I want it to happen. Last night I had some corn on the cob, so I left some corn out for him.
Do you keep money in your Venmo? Like, you just leave it in there?
No.
Or do you, when you get money, put it into your account?
Instant transfer.
Yeah,
instant transfer?
Well, I mean, I don't pay the fee for it, but the second it's there, I instantly go and move it.
Yeah, does
over.
Anybody pay the, why would you pay the fees? Like, just, it takes like a day.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, with, like.
Well, you need your money
now. I guess
now.
You need it, you know,
Coke deals
877 or, cash now.
You know. Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. Well, I guess under, like, shadier circumstances, because they tell you, like, if you're, like, doing, like, a Craigslist thing, don't wait because it could be bogus. So that's probably what.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like, if you're buying a stolen vacuum at Jansen Beach, not that I would know, and someone wants to Venmo you, you pay the fee and you get the instant transfer right then.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with the raccoons.
They're probably right now outside playing with everyone at my house having a grand old time. Then I'm going to get home. It's like, oh, sorry, you just missed them. And I thought raccoons were nocturnal. Why are they hanging out at like 4 in the afternoon when I'm not there? What the hell?
Yeah, something doesn't add up here.
Yeah, it's very suspicious.
Because they know that you go outside when it's nighttime.
I'm out there hanging out at night. I go out almost every night specifically to wander around to see if I can have an interaction with a raccoon. And it's not happened. It's been like a month. Meanwhile, everyone's just hanging out during the broad daylight, and it's raccoons aplenty.
This is a key example of when you stop trying, it will happen. You're trying too hard.
I can't help it.
Hard to get.
I'm so close.
Play hard to get.
I'm so close.
Play hard to get. Just stop caring.
But you know what I do get all the time? Possums. The possums love me. They're out there all the time.
You know why? Because you don't want possums.
That's true.
So just don't want the raccoons, and then when... they realize that you don't care anymore, they'll show up when you're there.
Dude, like a week ago, a possum scared the living hell out of me. I was taking out the trash, and like there's like kind of over in the corner as I was dragging it out. I saw something and I thought to myself, a raccoon, I shined the light? No. It's a big freaking possum hissing at me. About peed myself. It's very disconcerting.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fam.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch is coming up next. Mike and I will bring the heat on tomorrow's show, and then no show Friday. What's going on with you, Johnny? John?
You know,
Big Sook, if you're seeing the raccoons during the daytime and they're acting drunk and disoriented, they're probably sick, so be careful.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. They're not. It was just a baby. I showed Rob the video.
Was Maybe that, they have COVID.
Was that not Look an up, adorable little baby have, raccoon?
They have distemper. They're not usually visible in the daytime. They're not. That's not a normal thing for raccoons. They right. are nocturnal. If you see them in the daytime, chances are there's a good chance they have distemper. And distemper in raccoons, it makes them aggressive. It makes them more prone to be around people. Mm. They act like they're drunk or disoriented. They wobble around, and it's fatal. So I'm totally being serious. You do not want to mess with the raccoon with distemper. In fact, when I worked for animal control back in the day, if we found a raccoon like that, they just took it out and dispatched it right there because it's not a good thing to have around people.
Look at John trying to rain all over my raccoon parade. Well, nice try, John.
You scared me.
Yeah, you're not scaring me.
But you are right. Like, Sook showed me the video during the break, and I'm like, that is so weird that they're out there during the day like that.
Yeah, cruising around.
Tell him, Google raccoon distemper. It'll tell you everything that you see. And I'm telling you, if you're seeing them in the daytime, they're probably sick.
All right. God.
Not you, Rob. You believe me, my stupid brother.
Yeah, he believes you. He knows deep down. But,
yes,
hey, so let's talk about this. You used to work for animal control, huh?
Yes, long time ago. That's how I started my career in public service. I worked in animal control.
What was that like?
Sucked.
Yeah. You got to, yeah. Like, why though? Like,
well,
details, please?
First of all, look, for everybody that's out there working in animal control, hats off to you. That's an underpaid, underappreciated job. You see a lot of crap. And, like, dealing with animals that are being abused and neglected, that's really hard.
Right.
And then just the daily, you know, picking up deads and putting them down. And it's just, it's an emotionally exhausting job. And I did licensing. So I did, like, exotic pet licensing and facility licensing, like, day-to-day animal control, that's a tough gig because you see some bad crap. Hoarders and animals.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's really... Like, so I went into this house one time, and they had, like, 30 dogs that they kept in the house, and they just never let them out. There was just dog poop everywhere. The dogs were malnourished and gross and had weird skin diseases, and half of them had to get put down, and there was just, like, the kitchen floor was covered in dog poop, and they just lived like that. It was just so when you see stuff like that, it's just really gross and
fascinating.
And makes you sad for the animals.
So you dealt with Snake Guy all the time.
Snake Guy. There was a couple in Woodland that had a cougar that we had to go inspect.
What? You can have cougar as a pet?
You can't anymore, but at the time you could. His name was Fred. I'm sure it's passed away by now.
Fred the cougar.
Yeah, they had a cougar, and they lived out in some property in Woodland, and they had it for long enough that it was grandfathered in, but we had to go out and inspect it every year. They had to get this special license for it. And the weirdest thing was is they had it on a run. Like, they had it on a chain on a run in their backyard, and so if you didn't know any better and you're driving up to the property, it looked like there was just a big, huge, giant cougar running around out there. It was really weird.
What did they chain the chain to? Like,
it, like, ran between... There was, like, a big post on one side, and then they ran it, like... It was probably, like, 30 yards total. That, like, went from a big post to a tree.
That's horrible.
And it just ran... It just ran on a cable back there, and then they had a big, huge cage thing. It was really nice, but they had a big, huge cage in the backyard where it lived, and... Dave spread the cougar. It was really weird.
Yeah, but I feel like the cougar has the strength to break that thing, you know? Like, that better be reinforced.
Well, when I came across Fred, he was old and feeble, so maybe in his younger years he could have, but I don't know. The point is, don't have a cougar. It's not a good pet. You're killing him.
All I want is a goat and a raccoon, yet John's over here trying to crap all over it. It could be worse. I could have Fred the cougar.
You go get your goat. I'm just saying, if the raccoon is coming around during the daytime, be careful.
Strangest exotic pet you saw?
Strangest?
Yeah. Most unusual.
The snake guy, probably. There was a guy that had 30 or 40 different snakes in his face, and it was like the It kind of felt like walking into Silence of the Lambs house. Everything was dark and weird, ultraviolet light.
Yeah, there were bodies.
That's not a normal thing to have.
All right, have a good night.
All right, see you guys.
There's hot animal control talk. How about that? Coming with some expertise. Better watch out, dude.
Yeah, whatever. I'm pressing through. Operation Best Friend is in full mode.
Bad idea. All right. Enjoy Pacific City.
Yeah, we'll be back, see you on Monday.
Yeah, all right. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Mike and I will be holding down the fort tomorrow. Coming up next, it's Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.